little series. I need you to really hone in here. You're here, so you may as well listen. Amen? Say. You can check out on me, but it'd be probably wiser if you go, okay, I'm here. You may as well listen to the guy. All right? Unconditional love. Unconditional love. That's what I've been talking about. We looked at a couple of messages. It's great, and then last week, believing is receiving. And pretty deep thoughts last week on the love of God, because, buddy, to go there, that's some deep stuff we're talking about, that God would love sinner people like us, His creation. It's sort of craziness. So we've been looking at it, trying to make it though where we can understand it, because sometimes it's rough. Let's see what we can do. So Christmas is all about unconditional love. Today's message, say that with me, is called The Measure of the Gift of Christ. The Measure. How can we measure this love? The Measure of the Gift of Christ. Today we're going to try to measure it. We're going to try to put tape measure on a little bit. We're going to try to measure the gift of the love of Christ today. That's a tall order. Let's see what we can do from the Word. The Christmas story is all about God desiring reconciliation with mankind whom He created. We've all sinned. And Adam all have sinned. And Adam, the Bible says, all what? Die. Okay, you can blame him. Alright? We sin, we die. The way you'll know you met a perfect person one day is they just walked right on to heaven. They didn't die. That probably ain't happening. Amen? Okay? So we've all sinned. And God sent His Son to reconcile us to Himself. He loves you that much. You're His creation. He created lots of things, but He put you above. He put you and me above other things and gave us dominion. Is that what the Bible teaches? Absolutely. Okay? So He loves you that much. And all things are of God who hath reconciled us to Himself by, say it with me, Jesus Christ, and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. You and I, our life is to be about now helping others know they need to be reconciled to Jesus. Okay? It's not about us being better, looking down on people. Are you kidding me? It's about us working together to get the message out that God loves you too. He loves me. He loves you. That's our calling as a church, as a person of God. That's every one of us. That's our mission. God's love for us, we said it in the first message, say it with me, is what? It's great. Amen. It is great, His love for us. And that is the message. So often we can get off message as a church. Can't we? We can ride a hobby horse and we can be preaching this. Hey, man, brother, baby, baby, baby. I think the church will succeed. And the gates of hell can't prevail against it if we share the story of the love of God. And share it like that. And really truly love people and care for people. All they might not get it on day one, I understand that. But if we're consistent in our love for them, because of the way God has loved us, I just don't think there's any way to fail. Amen? I just don't. And that's what I keep trying in my own life and in our church here to try to keep telling us. We love Jesus and we love. And we love, and I'm just going to keep banging you with that and banging you with that, because Jesus said that we're to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and all your mind, and you love your who? Your neighbor as who? Yourself. And He said, of all the law and the commandments, these two things, hang it all on that, He said. And so that's what we've done as a ministry. Amen? That doesn't mean I don't get on a hobby horse here or there, everywhere, sometime myself. I do it. Not good. We need to love people. Amen? The unconditional love of God. What should we say to these things? If God be for us, who can what? Be against us. Come on. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from what? The love of God, which is in who? Christ Jesus our Lord. It's incredible. The unconditional love of God. Keep looking. Today, we're looking at the measure of that gift that God gave to us on Christmas. It's incredible. Keep looking. I came across this verse, read it many times, but it spoke to me more this time. But unto every one of us is given grace, say it with me, according to the measure of the... That's where we got our title from today. The measure of the gift of Christ. Isn't that beautiful? Every one of us, grace has been given. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. Amen. For by grace you're what? Saved. Not of what? Works. We'd boast all the time about that, wouldn't we? Yeah. Grace. Keep looking. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Okay, you're not going to get to heaven anyway. The whole family in heaven and earth is named under what name? Jesus. Did you see that? Yes or no? Flat out. That should answer any question you have about any other religion or cult or whatever. You ain't getting there unless you come in His name. You understand that? There's no name given among men, the Bible says, whereby you must be saved. See, if the whole family in heaven and earth is named in His name, that He would grant you according to the riches of His glory to be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man. He wants you to be strong. But He really wants you to be strong in this particular thing I'm going to talk about today. That Christ might dwell in your hearts by faith. Listen to me. That you being rooted and grounded in what? Rooted and grounded in what? Love! That's what I need to be. Man, I need to be stuck right there. You hear me? That's what it's all about. What about this thing in church? What about this doctrine? What about... You need to be rooted and grounded in love! Did you hear me? That's it. It's crazy right there. We're going to talk about it today. Look at it. That you might be able to what? Comprehend. Wake up. Listen. Open up. Let what we're going to talk about today come inside of you. Comprehend it, man. That you might be able to comprehend with all the saints. What is the what? The breadth, the length, the depth, the height. Say this with me. And to the of... Wow. No wonder Jesus said you can hang it all right there, didn't He? Which passes what? Well, I know this, and I know this about the Bible, and I know this. Let me tell you something. If you know the love of Christ, you done pass that sucker who says all that. It's about knowing Him. It's about knowing He loves you. It's knowing that because He loves you, you can love others. You can share His message. He changed my life. He can change yours. He loved a hellraiser like me. He can love a goody-two-shoes like you. Amen. He loved my drunk mama. He can love your sober tail. Amen. Come on. That's what we need to know, guys. That you might be filled with all the what? Now listen to that verse. And we're not teaching this. It's just interesting. We're going to get to this here in a second. But listen. To know the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord, to know it and to be able to comprehend it is how you're going to have the fullness of God in your life. It's funny how we chase this rabbit trail and we do this and we do that and we do this and we do that. And I tell you what, it's knowing the love of God that's going to fill you up. Do you hear me or not? It's knowing the love of God that's going to fill you up to overflowing. It's going to change you radically for God. And when bad things happen in your life, even tragic things happen in your life, you're not going to be shaken because you're rooted and grounded in His what? Love. Does it hurt? Sure. Does it mess you up? Mm-hmm. Did it knock you down? No, not really. I'm still going. Amen. Because He loves me. You listening to me? Keep looking. So He says in this Scripture that you might be able to what? Comprehend. Now that's my job this morning. To help you comprehend with all the saints. I ain't got all the saints. I got what I got right here, baby. Amen? So it's my job right here in this building. We're going to learn something today. The breadth, the length, the depth, and the height of the love of God. Amen? Let's see if we can't wrap our head around it and our arms around it, our heart around it, and let that be the best Christmas gift we ever got. Some knowledge. And get more rooted and grounded this Christmas than we've ever been before in the love of Christ. Unconditional love. The measure of the gift of Christ. That's what we're looking at. The breadth, the length, the depth, the height. Let's say that together. Come on, church. The breadth, the length, the depth, the height. Again, the breadth, the length, the depth, the height. One more time. The breadth, the length, the depth, the height. Am I getting on your nerves? One more time. The breadth, the length, the depth, the height. Yeah. I heard somebody say yes, so we did it again. Here we go. That's the way I am. It's like the little two-year-old we have now, that I have. She's had the child for 2 years. Danny, I told her yesterday, look up at me. She's pitching a fit in a cart. And we're just getting into the store. We ain't started yet. I said, look up at me. You know what she did? Come on, here we go. So I'm sort of like her. When you say yes, it gets on my nerves, I do it again. That was the point of that story. Here we go. What does breadth, length, height, depth mean? You might know it. I thought I'd help you a little bit in case you didn't. Breadth. It means broadness of range or broadness of a range of knowledge. The person has a breadth of knowledge. Okay? So breadth means the broadness or range. You feel how big that is? Say, woo! If you ever tell somebody, I have a breadth of knowledge about that subject, well, you should better be having a wide range of knowledge if you ever say that. Amen? God wants us to know or to have a knowledge of that wideness of His love. He wants us to be able to comprehend like that about this subject. Amen? Length is the end-to-end extent of something. It's the stretch of something. It's the expanse of something. God says, you know, you need to know the length of my love. Depth. It's the distance what? Downward or the distance inward. It speaks of intensity and profoundness. God says, you need to know the depth of my love for you. Height. It's the dimension from bottom to the what? To the top. It's the raised area or it's the highest point. God says you need to know how high my love is for you. Did He say that in His book? He said this is how you're going to have the fullness of God on your life. If you will understand this, if you're rooted and grounded in my love, that you can comprehend this stuff. Amen? It's funny when people say, it's sad, but it's funny at the same time when people say, well, God doesn't love me. Can you imagine God hearing that say? Hearing God in heaven, hearing somebody down there said that I didn't love him. Sadly, in the church, we say that. As believers, we say that. We don't have the fullness of God on our life, guys. We try to get it from some kind of little quick fix and some preacher or some money on a TV show or, oh, I got to get this. Hey, man. Listen, you can get it all in knowing how much God loves you. Did you hear me today or not? The best thing you'll ever do for your whole life is understand the love of God. We need to try to comprehend the breadth of God's love for us. And that's what we're going to do. I got a few more minutes and we're going to get it. That's what we're going to do. We need to know the length, the depth, and the height. Say that with me. We need to know the length, we need to know the depth, and we need to know the height. We need to know the length, we need to know the depth, and we need to know the height of God's love for us. Unconditional love. The measure. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to get a tape on this thing and measure it. And God's given these wonderful scriptures. Let's look at it. The distance God would go. Say that with me. The distance God would go for me. God, how far would you go for me? Well, I'd go from Nazareth to Bethlehem for you, son. From Nazareth to Bethlehem. Let's read the Christmas story. It came to pass in those days that when I decreed from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called, because he was of the house and the lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife. And she was great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there went in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and they found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. So how far would God go for you? He went from Nazareth to Bethlehem. About 3 hours in a bus. I've done it a bunch of times. He'd go about 3 hours in a bus for you. That's what it is. No. He'd go more than 3 hours for you. Y'all listening to me or not? Did I lose you? Your heads are rolling. No. He would go further than Nazareth to Bethlehem for you and me. He would go from heaven to earth. He would go from heaven to earth. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God... He is God Himself with God in heaven. He thought it not robbery to be equal with God. That language is, He thought it not something to hold on to grasp for when God said, I'm going to give you for mankind whom I've created. Jesus didn't think, well, yeah, but I'm God too and I can hold on. He didn't do that. He thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but He made Himself of what? No reputation. And He took upon Him the form of a what? And He was made in the likeness of who? Men. see the distance God would go. Not Nazareth to Bethlehem. Oh, you kidding me? Heaven to earth for you and for me. We're trying to get a handle on His love here. Y'all listen to me or not, I'll lose you. The height, the length, the depth. How far would you go, God? I just put a long tape. That was a long tape right there. I think I ran out of numbers. Okay? No! Longer. You mean? I mean, I was pretty impressed he would go from Nazareth to Bethlehem for me. You know what I mean? No, heaven to earth. Wow, that's crazy, man. The love of God. He loves me all the way from heaven to earth. Yeah. But wait a minute. No, Father. Father for you. You're special. He loves you to pieces. From earth to hell. Some people don't know this part of the Bible. Jesus took my hell. Say that with me. Jesus took my... Some people say, you don't believe in hell, do you? Yeah, I believe it because He took it. Amen. Kidding me? From hell to earth. And being found in fashion as a man, He humbled Himself. He became obedient unto death. Say it with me. Even the death of the what? Cross. 2 Corinthians 5. For He, that's God, hath made Him, that's Jesus. For God made Jesus to be what? Sin for us. Who knew no sin. That we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. He became our sin. He actually became sin. That's how much He loves you. Jesus became every defiling thing that your mind can imagine. He took that on Him. For you and me. How are you doing on your measuring? Comprehend this, the Bible says. Get it down. Get rooted in this kind of thinking. Get full of this. Isaiah, the prophet, says, surely He hath borne our griefs, He's carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem Him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But He was wounded, say it with me, for what? Our transgressions. He was bruised for what? Our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him. And with His what? Stripes, we're healed. How much does He love me? How far would He go? From Nazareth to Bethlehem, Father. Heaven to earth, Father. Earth to hell. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore He says, when He ascended on high, watch these scriptures. When He ascended up on high, He led captivity captive and He gave gifts unto men. Keep reading. Now that He ascended, what is but that He also, say it with me, descended first into the lower parts of the earth for you and me. He that descended is the same also that did what? Ascended up far above all the heavens that He might do what? Fill or finalize all things. I know that's some crazy deep scripture. But somehow, Jesus became sin for me and took my hell for me. Did y'all hear me? Yes or no? That's a crazy kind of love. Wow. This can sure fix a lot of mess in your thinking theologically. It'll sure keep you off a lot of rabbit trails if you'll realize what's the important thing for me and for my life. The love of God. Amen? When Jesus was on the cross, those crucifying Him and the religious leaders, they were saying, He trusted in God, let Him deliver Him now, if He'll have Him. for he said he was the Son of God. Now, from the sixth hour, there was darkness over the land unto the ninth hour. Jesus becoming sin for me and taking my sin, my hell. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani? That is to say, my God, why have you forsaken me? What's that all about? That's all about God loving you. That's about Jesus becoming sin for you. That's about Jesus taking your hell. Did you hear me or not? That's how much you're loved this Christmas. Jesus cried, but there was no answer back. There was no, this is my beloved Son, whom I'm well pleased, like in His baptism. Father! No answer back. That's how much God loves you. He didn't answer His Son back. That's how much He loves you. Did you hear me today? That's how much God loves you. He didn't answer back. Wow. I mean, we're putting a tape on this thing, aren't we? I didn't run out of numbers, brother. God was silent. But when Jesus died, His sacrifice was made. It was finished. God spoke. Jesus, when He had cried again with a loud voice, He yielded up the ghost. He died. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. That's God speaking. And the rocks did what? Quake. That's God speaking. Did you hear Him? And the rocks were torn in two. Wow. I guess the pity party for Gary is over. Amen? God loves me. Amen? He will never leave me nor forsake me. He's very unusual, isn't he, say? From earth to hell. Wait, from Nazareth to Bethlehem? No. I mean, from heaven to earth? No. But from earth to hell? No. Farther. Are you kidding me, preacher? You're crazy. No. Deeper. Higher. Look at it. Here we go. The distance God would go from hell to where? Heaven. The Bible says that Jesus is seated at the right hand of God the Father. He ever lives to make what for us? Intercession for us. Good way to remember that is Jesus lives to hear my prayer. Jesus lives to hear my prayer. Say that with me. Jesus lives to hear my prayer. Especially the sinner's prayer. Jesus is at the right hand of God the Father. He ever lives to make intercession. He lives to hear the sinner's prayer. Right there. He went from hell, whoop, to be your advocate, to be my advocate, to be my lawyer, to be your lawyer on the right hand of God the Father, saying, hey, no. The accuser's coming against him, but he's in my blood. He's under my blood. His name's written in the Lamb's book of life. He's sealed until the day of redemption. Hallelujah. Amen. And that's the case he's making on your behalf. This is a great God, guys. I don't know what you've heard about him, that he's mean, he's ugly, he hurts people. You know, how could he let things happen? All I know is he loves the tar out of me. Amen? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all the heavens that he might fill all things. Back to Philippians. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given Him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. And that's another reason He sits right there, maybe the biggest reason. When that sinner's prayer comes, that brings glory to God His Father. Amen? Hey, Daddy. Remember when you were silent? The angels are singing. Another one came. Amen? Y'all hear me or not? This is the love of God. First message I've ever done my whole life is this morning on the height, the length, the depth, and the breadth of God's love. I've been preaching 30 years. That's how screwed up I am. So if you're feeling a little screwed up on the love of God today and you don't know and you didn't really appreciate it, join the club. Me neither. Amen? I got me a good Christmas gift. Length. From heaven to earth. Depth. From earth to hell. Height. From hell to heaven. Can you back that up and do that again? That was good. Length. From heaven to earth. Depth. From earth to hell. Height. From hell to... How are you doing on understanding better and comprehending better the length, the height, and depth? Would you at least agree with me some here today that you understand it a little bit better? I'm comprehending a little bit better, Pastor, the length and the breadth and the depth and the height of the love of God. He told us we should comprehend it better. We should be rooted and grounded in it. Could I get a hearty amen if you feel like you know a little more and you feel a little bit better about you thinking about the love of God? Amen? We're almost done. Thanks be to God for His unspeakable gift. Wow. What a great God we have. Amen? The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen could ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty pair bowed down with care. God gave His Son to win. His erring child He reconciled and pardoned from his sin. Oh, love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong. It shall forevermore endure. The saints and angels' song. Let's thank the Lord for His love today and praise Him with a mighty praise today. Thank you, Lord, for loving me. Amen. Merry Christmas from the Lord today. Amen.